Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Leilani, aka Veggie Burger, Part 3. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about her opening for Caro Caro Bonito. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show.
Stevie, Stevie Weeby, Part 3 with Stevie Weeby. It's Leilani with Stevie Weeby. I really hope that Little Ray is in this episode. Please bring Little Ray back. Stevie Weeby Show.
We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the third time, musician Leilani, a.k.a. Veggie Burger, Part 3. What was so weird? With the clap, what was weird about it? Why are you laughing? What was weird about it?
No, it's just because I'm here for a third time.
Yeah, what's so you're growing up on the Stevie Weeby Show.
No.
It's your third time. What's so funny?
I don't know. It's just funny that you like... like
you know why I did that? No, I did that. There's a reason why I do that.
Wait, why?
Because we do that, the first part of the podcast, we do it with the phone, right? Mm-hmm. So when I edit, that's my marker where it splits and I go to this footage, the Lumix footage. So if you notice every episode, I always go one, two, three. And so I know, okay, that's when I cut, and then I can match up the volume with the, yeah.
Oh, that's a good strategy, though. It works.
It looked unnatural. It looked unnatural.
No.
Because it was like abrupt.
You know why?
It was like,
it's because the last two times I was here, I think you would have like the camera person also clap, so it would sound like a room of people.
Yeah.
But this time when you did it, it was just you clapping.
Right.
I don't know.
It looked
just
odd.
Funny.
Yeah.
It's cool though. Like,
I still have your poster for the Fantastic Planet.
Thank you.
That was a really fun night.
I still have pictures from that show.
You do?
As the wallpaper on my phone. So I wake up every day and I look at it, and it's like Little Ray is on there rapping.
Yeah,
so.
You know, Raymond, he has a life of his own. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah, where did he go?
He pops in and out. He pops in and out.
I noticed that. I've been watching your podcast, Steve, and I've been waiting at the
he
end
of
each
episode. He does a
lot of
my ad
like,
reads. I don't know how he gets my system, but yeah, he likes to do the ad reads because he says that
he does
a better job than I do.
I miss his little puppet.
Oh,
story.
Yeah,
that's
it's been a long
miss.
Time. You know, the reason why I stopped that is because I got so busy with all these other podcasts.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, because that it's time consuming. But you've done a lot of music since then, haven't you?
I've done, I just released an album called Leilani Snakefoot.
How could listeners and viewers support that?
It's everywhere. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Bandcamp. Just listen to it. Leilani Snakefoot.
And then what was your process doing that? Like, how do you start a song or an album? Like, do you have a whole concept behind the album, or do you go song by song? How does that work?
Right. So for this new album, the latest album, I collaborated with Snakefoot.
Can we give him a shout out real quick?
Yeah, shout out Ross. Shout out Snakefoot.
What's up, Snakefoot? Okay, that sounds funny saying.
No,
I feel
no,
like
no.
It's a mythical
no, cause
creature.
I think he's a fan of you too.
Okay.
So
what
so
up, Snakefoot?
Be
we love you, Snakefoot.
Yeah.
Is he's a producer?
Yeah, he makes beats.
Okay, yeah. So shout out to Snakefoot. What does he make his stuff on? Is he doing what you do? Like he's hitting the machine?
I don't think. Oh no.
Or maybe he's on. Maybe he's on a program like Ableton.
No. You know what? No, yeah. He uses Ableton. I don't know his secret sauce. Like I don't know what he does all necessarily.
Secretive. A lot of producers are secretive.
So. But I know that Ross plays. He plays the drums. He's a really good drummer.
Yeah.
And this new album, actually, the reason why I wanted to work with Snakefoot is because we have kind of like the same musical taste. Like he's like you know into like the electronic stuff, but also like kind of like drum and bassy with like some punk influences, like rock influences, hip hop.
Yeah.
So like when I heard his stuff, I was just like, oh yeah, I definitely want to work with this guy. So when
LA?
I worked with him, yeah, he I think right now he's in Vermont.
Continue.
Yeah.
So when you work with him?
So the way that we did this whole album was back and forth email.
Because you could do that now.
Yeah. So basically, Snakefoot would like send me a beat, and then I would listen to all the beats, and then I would pick
the ones you like,
the ones that I like, and the ones that called out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to work on a collaboration album because I feel like when you collaborate with people, it really changes your process in music making, and it improves you as well. So like I feel like because of working with someone else on the album, like it was us like, you know, 50-50. We're like basically we're like a band. Mm-hmm, like it feels like kind of like a band, like Snakefoot and I.
Can I write his name down?
Yeah.
Snakefoot.
Snakefoot. Oh, just one foot.
One foot. But a snake doesn't have a foot.
Why did you write his name down?
Because later, when I edit this for the audio boom, I have to write a summary of the topics. We're going to get to that point where I timestamp certain things, I like to write like kind of themes where I kind of remember what we're talking about as we go.
Oh, okay.
This is from my memory as well.
You know what? I think I remember you doing that now. I remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Off top, you also you've done other collaborations and we've discussed this. Didn't you do a song with?
Yes, but I don't know if I'm supposed to.
Okay. Timestamp that. So you didn't do a song. Who would you like to work with? Who would you like to work with?
Who would I like to work with? I would really, you know, I love
your dream. Your dream, your dream, like
my dream. That's
like
really
it could be anyone
question.
In the world. It could be Bjork.
That's a lot. That's a
it could
really
be Portishead. Whatever you want to say, you just say
that's,
it.
That's a really hard question. If Death Grips like came at me and they were like, "Hey, Leilani, sing over this track." Oh man,
dude, the Death Grips are hard.
I would be pretty excited.
Death Grips are hard. Didn't they break up though?
They probably did, but But I think I've seen the Andy guy, Andy, the guy that's like on the electronics during live shows. I think he still produces music and
it's
stuff.
A two
and
piece.
I've seen him collaborate with some artists too. So
you have?
Yeah, and I know Zach Hill. Maybe he still puts out music too. I don't know if MC Ride still does anything.
Right. Are those the? Yeah. I don't know their names. Is that the group?
Yeah. So MC Ride is the lead singer. Mm-hmm. Zach Hill.
He always has his shirt off, right?
Yeah, he has a shirt off with like his tattoo.
Yeah.
But that's not the only band I would collaborate with. Pretty much. There's so many. There's so many, Steve. Like I'd really like to collaborate with Mangchi. Like that'd be. That'd be awesome.
We could probably make that happen, couldn't we?
That would be really cool. That would be one of my dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could see that in the near future. You mentioned Coachella as well, because I remember we talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about part two. Yeah.
Since then, what other festivals and other shows kind of stand out?
Festivals. There wasn't many festivals I played after that because that was kind of like halfway into when COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I did play this one show that I always remember, and I got, like, a lot of people, like, know me from that show, too, is that I opened for Kiro Kiro Bonito. Do you know who they are?
Yeah, they have that sweet kind of like the bubblegum.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
female, she yes. sounds, she's like half
Sarah?
Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, she
yeah,
has, so I she opened, has that trampoline song.
Yeah, I opened for them on Halloween.
You opened for...
On Halloween, yeah, and it was like the most fun. This is why like I love Halloween.
Aren't they from England?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're from the UK.
How do you spell their name again? Kiro.
Kiro. K E R O. K E R O.
Bonito.
Bonito.
Now, check this out. So, I knew they made it large because I like to shop at Unique Glow.
Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me.
So,
that.
I was in Unique Glow,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the clothing store. It's kind of like the Gap modern day, but from Japan.
Yeah.
I get these shorts.
Oh, are those from Uniqlo?
Mm-hmm. I get all my pants and all my shorts from Uniqlo.
Cool.
And so I remember walking through the store, and then I heard a familiar sound,
mm-hmm.
and it was
mm-hmm.
Kiro Kiro Bonito playing mm-hmm. in the store.
And then you became a fan.
No, because my ex,
Ilani, mm-hmm.
was fans of them and actually knew them from... She knew those cats because she lived in London at one point.
Oh, wow.
So she knew them, or one of them or something. And I just remember they had happy music. That trampoline song.
You know what's funny? It's funny because when they perform, I was there during the backstage thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear Sarah Bonito. She's like singing Calling in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine.
Really?
And she's like, Calling in the Name of. And then they're like,
she has such a sweet voice.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like the sweet voice, and it's like, Calling in the Name of. And then, but it, I was recording, and I was like, whoa, this is insane. And then they're recovering, like, I think I saw a video of them covering Death Grips too. Like, I've seen footage, Death Grips.
What, Kiro Kiro Bonito?
Yeah, they like cover the hard songs, but.
But theirs have such sweet music.
I know. And then when they performed, because I was backstage for their performance.
Yeah.
When they're performing those songs, everyone's like moshing, like beating each other up. Yeah, even during the sweet songs.
Because
like,
their music is, hey, hey, hey.
That's how it
hey,
is. That's hey, how it is now.
Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, you know, it's like just like real sweet, like bubblegum. Hey, hey. Yeah, right. So they get hardcore.
Even during those sweet songs, though, like, you know, like, da na na na. Everyone's like punching each other. And it's like.
What?
Because that's how it is. That's how music is these days. Like.
So it could be the sweetest music, but people are moshing?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it
so
could be
it's
the
two dudes
music.
And a woman, a girl, right? Like
No. I think it's. There's like five people in their band.
But one female, right?
One female, yeah.
There might be
two females, but
is
I don't remember.
Is she full Japanese? Isn't she half Japanese?
I think like, she's half, I don't know.
Or a quarter or something.
Something.
Yeah.
I met her, too. She was
What
doing,
was she like? What was she like?
I don't know if...
Do you have your phone on you?
If,
Can you type in Kiro, Kiro Bonito? Like, I want to know the lead singers, because I don't
Sarah,
know.
Sarah Bonito.
Okay, so
that's
Sarah Bonito, Sarah Bonito.
Sarah
Bonito.
I don't know if
Sarah
that's
Bonito.
Her real name, though.
Okay.
I think it is, but yeah, so I met her because...
Was she cool?
So we were at, this is the Fonda Theater. It's a really nice venue.
In
there's
LA.
Like a, yeah, there's like a downstairs, backstage. They give
Sarah.
You food. Like,
Sarah
they
Perry.
Give me lunch money. Like, aside from, like, my like, gig money.
Oh, they give you per diem.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called per diem.
Because
so they give you lunch
I've never
per
had,
diem.
They're like, here's $20 to buy lunch. And I was like, whoa, this is cool. I get lunch money for performing. That was, like, the first time.
Yeah, was she nice?
Oh, no, she didn't give me the money.
Her management?
No, it was the venue guy.
He gave you a per diem?
Yeah, yeah, he was cool.
How much,
really
like
cool.
$40?
It was like 20.
20?
Actually, no, maybe it was 40. I don't remember exactly.
But it was at least $20.
Yeah, for like lunch money and for gas.
Oh,
and, you know,
wow.
For stuff like that. I was like, whoa, this is like cool. And the backstage is, if you ever perform at the Fonda Theater, it's really nice.
Is it really nice?
It's really nice.
So how did you open for them?
Yeah, I opened for them, and then I hear like Sarah doing her vocal warm ups in her room.
What did
and
that
I,
make?
I had my own room, so I was like alone in there.
So like, can you try to? Can you? So you're by yourself.
Oh, and this was after I performed, right? So
can you try to recapture what you heard?
Yeah.
Okay, so you hear something in the other room. Like I'm you.
I hear la 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 la. La 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 la. Ha 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 ha. Like, you know, the vocal warm-ups.
Did that give you goosebumps?
No, no.
Because you're like, oh, dude, that's the Benito girl doing her
thing. Well, I kind of got nervous, and it was funny because I opened right, so I was like.
Did they check out your performance?
Yeah, they did. Some of the members did. I don't know if Sarah saw it. Uh-huh. But so I performed right, and when I perform, I come out as like Alien from Fantastic Planet, because that's my thing. Is
I don't know. I have the poster right there. I have the poster right there.
Yeah.
It's right there on my fridge.
So what I do is I'll like dress up, and it was Halloween, so I wanted to be like.
Oh, so it was around this time.
Oh, yeah. I love Halloween.
Yeah.
I love Halloween. So I dressed up, and I had like.
You love Halloween. I want to get back to that, though.
Oh, yeah.
You love Halloween?
Oh, yeah. I dress up every Halloween.
Okay, even so if I'm not gonna, going. I'm gonna throw you some trivia.
Okay.
What are some of three?
Wait.
Hold up. Think about it.
I'm not that.
No. Okay, this will be easy. Three of your favorite Halloween horror movies during this time to watch.
See, I said I love Halloween.
But I'm throwing in horror movies too.
Well, didn't I tell you this though? That I
don't know if you did. I don't know if you said it on this part for part three
really
here.
I get scared.
So you don't like horror movies?
Not when I'm alone. Like, no, because, Steve, my mind is, like, crazy, and I will, like, think about it.
What do you mean your mind's crazy? It can't be as crazy as mine.
I won't be able to go to bed because I'll think that it's real. Like, I'll think, like I don't know, like the stupidest things will scare me, and it'll scare me for, like, a week.
Like, have
like,
you
I won't be able to shower, like,
what?
Alone. Like, I'll need to, like, shower with, like,
really?
Some... I haven't seen a horror movie in a very long time.
So what's the last horror movie you've seen?
I don't even remember. It was like with my parents when I was like 8 years old or something.
No, it's been that long? Has it been that long? Holy smokes.
Yeah, I think it's... I don't... Wait. No, actually, when I was dorming with like my five roommates,
yeah,
I had one... Shout out August again. I think I shouted him out last time, but... Mm-hmm. He was my roommate again,
yeah.
My junior year, mm-hmm. And he really likes movies and stuff.
Horror movies? Just movies in general.
He likes bad movies. Like, there's, like, you know, there's, like, movies that are purposely made to be bad.
He like Troll 2 or something.
Yeah.
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 Oh, you haven't seen Troll 2?
I haven't seen it.
It's a cheesy B kind of horror movie, like, back in the day.
But
It's so bad, it's good. Phantasm. Something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So what movie do you watch any like movies?
No, and I say this like every single time on your interviews. Like you always ask me about movies and I'm just like,
oh,
I don't know.
This is the first time. This is the first time I'm asking. I've asked
Is this your first time?
Have I asked before?
I think you have.
Really?
I don't know.
Or let's get back to the music.
I don't remember.
Let's wait. Okay. So when you're
I do love Halloween though. Like I like dressing up. I just like I can't be watching.
What are you going to be then? It's next week.
It was going to be a surprise. Wait, when is this video coming out?
The Halloween week.
On Halloween?
Oh. No, when is next? What's next Wednesday? The 28th.
Okay, wait.
The 27th.
I'm going to be something magical, spooky, and evil. And witchy. Can you guess?
Yeah, ghoul. A ghoulie.
No.
Yeah, you're going to be a ghoul.
Wait, what are you going to be?
What?
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Nothing.
Why?
I don't do that.
Steve.
Because this is the way I look at Halloween. It's like mostly for, you know, to trick or treat.
No,
to trick or treat,
no.
To get candy.
No.
Because this is the thing. No. I live in the back here, right? I don't want to reveal my address. But I don't even buy candy anymore. Because I know no kids are going to. No one's ever come back here. Oh, I'm going to lock the door. I'm gonna lock the door.
That's funny.
Fun about Halloween, the way back in the day is the candy.
You know, it was sad because.
And I don't party, or else you dress up
Halloween.
And you go to a Halloween party, right? To party.
It's really fun to play shows on Halloween, like, because,
really?
You know, everyone's dressed up. And
oh.
Then, because at the Kiro Kiro Bonita show, I was like, whoa, like, there's like five other aliens here.
Really?
Yeah, because it was Halloween.
Are people on drugs?
I mean, I don't know.
Because you would think on Halloween they maybe
they probably
on
were. This was before the pandemic, so
you don't mess around. You're a straight edge, right?
Oh yeah, yes. Yeah, I don't. You haven't I'll been go tempted? To parties, but I don't do anything.
You've never been tempted, like, as far as peer pressure?
I kind of have felt pressured sometimes.
Like,
sometimes
before
I
a show? Like, so, has anyone handed you drugs?
Not before a show. I can't do it before a show.
But no one's handed you drugs.
Oh, they have?
Like,
yeah.
Here's some coke. Or here's some marijuana.
Yeah, like, hey, Leilani, you want to go smoke outside with us? Oh. Like, the bands will ask me.
But you don't do that.
No, I don't. I mean, and it's cool for them to do it around me. Because, yeah. Like, you know, it's like, of course, people are going to do that. And I'm okay with people doing, like, I'm not against it.
Right.
I just don't do it because.
Do you think, because it'll mess with your head?
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, sensitive.
You're really sensitive. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a sensitive being.
You're sensitive,
you know?
Yeah. Do you think that you would get paranoid if you did something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Especially before or after a show.
Oh, yeah. There's no way. Like, I'm not. I wouldn't drink alcohol or anything. Like, no. And, you know, before, I need to
be
focused.
Have you ever drinking alcohol?
I have had a sip, and I didn't like it.
What was that?
I didn't like it.
What was that?
I don't know what it was. One of my friends just, like, threw in, like, everything in there. And
so
she
it
was
like,
oh, I have a taste of this.
It was a kamikaze.
Is that what it's called?
I think so. When they just.
So then I tried it, and I, like, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
Did your dad? Your dad doesn't do it either, right? Straight edge.
Oh, no. He drinks.
Beer.
He drinks, like, I don't know what he drinks exactly. He'll buy, like the nice-looking liquor and, like, treat himself every once in a while. He's not a drinker, though. He's not an alcoholic or anything.
I have always talked highly about your father, haven't I? But have I not?
Oh, yeah.
I just thought of an idea. What if it'd be so fun if I could catch him at the tail end of this interview. Because he's never done podcasts, right?
No. He's very shy, though. He's the type that's going to be like, oh, hi, like, all quiet and stuff.
Okay, yeah. I won't do it.
No, but I mean.
No. Maybe how about this? Part four?
For part four? Okay, you pinky promised me.
Yeah, part four. So he can prep for it. Yeah.
What, you want him on here?
Yeah, I like your dad. I like your dad.
I know.
The whole thing. Maybe for like 5-10 minutes, I could just ask
him.
Okay. Yeah,
cool.
Not like.
I remember the first episode you made me like call him. Remember? You made me call him because.
I did?
Yeah, you did.
My memory is so bad. I don't remember anything.
Steve didn't even know this was a part three.
I thought this was part two. This is part three. Okay, I want to get back to, you know what interests me is going back to the writing process.
Oh, okay.
Not only that, I know you're good at melody.
You're really
good at melody. How do you come up with these jingles and melodies when you're listening? Like, how do you come up with this?
Yeah, so I think one of the first parts of it is research. So just listen to a lot of music. Don't only listen to, like, singers, but also listen to, like, melodies of, like, I don't know, techno beats, like, melodies of, like, I don't know, tribal beats or something. Like, melodies can come from anything, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's even, like, people on TikTok that will, like...
Are you on TikTok?
I am on TikTok.
Didn't something special happen to you on TikTok recently? Can we talk about that?
I don't know. I don't know if anything special happened.
No, something special happened. You had like 700,000 people. Some like.
Oh well. Okay.
Can we bring that up or?
Oh, you know, yeah, we can bring that
up. Okay, so what happened? Because this is a special thing that happened.
My TikTok is Leilani Veggie Burger at 2 R's at the end, and people have been telling me like, "Oh, Leilani, you should get on TikTok because like I like making little videos, right? I like making like quick little videos mm-hmm. and like silly stuff where I'll just like record myself singing. So on TikTok, I was like. Okay, I don't know what this app is about. So the first time I just posted all of my like old stuff.
How long are the videos? Like how long can you make a video on
that? You can make a video up to like 3 minutes long now.
Really? Like a song?
Yeah, but it's recommended that you do like less than 15 seconds because people have short attention spans.
It's getting shorter by the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, and the shorter video you have, this is how TikTok does it. The more that people watch the full video, the more it shows up on the For You page and the more views you get. So the shorter the video, the better it's going to do.
The algorithm?
That's how the algorithm is.
How'd you figure that out?
I just know.
Okay, continue. You're smart. Continue.
And then, wait, what were we talking about? Oh, something special happened. So I posted like 2-3 videos, right? Of like, okay, this is just like, I'll just post my beat stuff. Not many views. And then I post myself playing the guitar. I post myself. I have this side project called the Pez Heads, and it's all just like surf rock music that I've been releasing since high school.
Can I write that down?
Yeah, Pez Heads. The Pez
like,
Heads.
Like a Pez dispenser.
Yeah, it's like a Pez dispenser, mm-hmm. but Pez Heads. Mm-hmm. So, and I have this song called Sophisticated Girl, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, she's real cool, she's overrated. Mm-hmm. Real cool, sophisticated girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, oh, that's how the song goes. And so I posted a video of me playing guitar.
And that was Pez Heads.
And that's Pez Heads stuff, but it's like, it's just a one girl band. Like, it's just me.
It's just you.
But it's called the Pez Heads. But, so it's more but like that's cooler because
people think it's a whole group, but I know, it's just but you.
Yeah, it's just me. But so I posted that, and then, dude, like, 400K views, and then it just keeps going up.
400,000?
400,000 views, like, and I just started on TikTok, and then I get, like, 30K followers immediately, like, after that video. What? And I've only posted, like, 5 videos.
What?
And then that's when I, and you know what the audience was? It was, like, all these, like, because you know TikTok has, like, the...
I don't know nothing about TikTok. I know nothing.
Well, there's, like...
I just see people... There's, like... You know, I thought it was just
there's like e-girls, you know. E-boys, like there's very like alternative.
Wait, you're going too fast. What the hell is an e-boy and an e-girl?
So, yeah, I don't even know what it is, but it's like these, like you know how people dress up like from Hot Topic, like all goth.
Yeah, like, is that like an e-boy? Creepers. Is that an e-boy?
What does
E stand for?
Is that what it stands for? I didn't even know. I thought it stood for like electronic, like.
Well, internet's spelled with the I. Okay. I'm so out of the loop. Okay, I'm so sorry. We'll edit that out.
No, we'll keep it in.
So, e-boys, e-girls, goth, Hot Topic, black clothing.
They just dress like, and they're all sad. Like, and then they play like.
What do
like,
you mean they're sad?
Like they're sad boys. Like I'm so emo, but da na na na. Like you know, and then trap music like boom boom.
So, okay, so I am so out of the loop.
Okay, well,
this is like an alternate reality to
so
me.
So that's my crowd. I mean, no, that's not my crowd. Like,
but they like your stuff.
There's a bunch of young people on TikTok, and they really like the Pez Head stuff. So I was like, and at first I thought like, oh, this is like a Chinese app, you know, like maybe it's all fake. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like. Maybe,
oh, you didn't think it was authentic.
Yeah. Like maybe there's a like, maybe it's normal that people get 400K views and maybe it's normal that a lot of people get followers that quickly. No, but then I realized people were buying the music. And I got this, like, flood of downloads.
What do you mean buying the music?
They were buying the song because they
liked
it.
How do they buy it? They could buy the song on TikTok?
No. Because on TikTok, I say, this is my song, Sophisticated Girl.
And you give them a link?
It's on all platforms. And then the link is on my bio. And they all went to it on Bandcamp.
So it's promotion.
Yeah. So they all went to it on Bandcamp. And then they all bought the song. And I was like, oh, shoot. This is like, these are real people on TikTok. Like, this is no joke.
Oh,
I was like,
wow.
This shit, like, is real.
Can
I
ask you this?
I mean?
How many people download? How many people did you?
It was like.
It was
over,
like a resurgence of downloads.
It was over, like. 1,000 something like
on your Bandcamp?
Yes, on Bandcamp, and it wasn't on Spotify or anything, right? The little EP that I had with the surf rock stuff, the rock music, it wasn't on any platforms, and people were like, please, I want it on all platforms. So then I was like, okay, you know what, I'll put it on all platforms. So I put it on all platforms, I posted about it.
Wow.
And then people were listening to it. So
dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. So
it's, dude,
it was weird because, you know, when I came out with the Pez Head stuff, I came out in high school.
Where could people, is that, do you have a Pez Heads EP or something? People?
Yeah, it's called Pescatarian, like a pescatarian.
On your Bandcamp or your Spotify?
Yeah, it's on the link in my bio, Leilani Linktree. Or just look up the Pez Heads. That's me.
Yeah.
That is my music.
How many songs,
so.
how many albums and songs?
Right now it's the 5-song EP that's on there. That's the one that everyone, like, was like, whoa, this is cool.
And you recorded that on your computer? Like, what?
Yeah, it's on the... They're just demos. But I felt so pressured to put it out that I was just like, you know, who cares? I'm just going to put it out.
You on your GarageBand or Pro
Tools? Yeah, it was just on Ableton. And it sounds terrible. Like, the quality sucks. But people wanted it out so bad. And I was
and
just
you did all the vocals in there?
Yeah.
You did the production,
yeah,
the
when
vocals?
Yeah, when people want it, they want it now. And they forget about you immediately after. So I was just like... Fuck it, I'll just put up the demos.
So that's, you have to do it, you have to take advantage of their attention.
People forget about you like within a day, you know?
Whoa, that's the world we're in, huh?
Yeah, it's like, at least that's what I'm told. But then I have a bunch of these other people that are telling me like, oh no, people wait for good music. And right. That's true. The true fans wait for the good music.
They
but
do.
But in reality, people get bored easily because there's so many musicians now. Like, everybody makes music, Steve. Everybody draws. Everybody is an artist. Like, ask any kid on the street, I'm an artist.
Everyone does it. Everyone.
I'm an artist. You know, it's like everyone does it. There's so it's like you have to
capitalize.
You have to be quick.
Do you think so? Now you're fighting for attention.
That's my advice.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fighting for attention. On TikTok, you're fighting for attention, man.
So I thought it was only like dancing and stuff.
It is dancing. I mean, all of the famous TikTokers are like dancers. Well, you know Bella Poarch, she's the one that does all the like facial expressions.
Yeah. So I always wondered this. So you could get, that's a way to get paid, right? You link them to something else, right? But how else do people get paid?
You can sign
TikTok?
Up for, when you reach a certain amount of views on TikTok and a certain amount of followers, you can sign up for the Creator Fund.
What's that?
It's basically you get paid whenever you get views.
But like through advertising?
Like you just get paid by the amount of views that you get.
But there has to be advertisers, right? They'll put an ad in there.
Oh, sometimes there's like sponsors and stuff, but no, it's no ads. You get paid because you keep people on the app. You get it? So that's why they pay you. And that's why with the algorithm, the longer that people watch your stuff, the more it shows up on the explore page, for you page, because they want people to stay on the app. So they want the good content up there. So it's interesting. You know, I realize the less I care about the videos, the more it goes viral. Like recently...
Because that was viral, kind of, wasn't it? That's
kinda,
viral.
It kind of went viral, but recently, like a week ago, I cut my bangs too short. Might not look that short.
I like
right
it.
Now, but it was like way up here, right?
Yeah.
So I was just messing around. I was like, I sang a song about it. It was like 10 seconds long. Like,
TikTok?
Yeah, I cut my bangs way too short. They don't even look like bangs anymore because they don't look like bangs.
Yeah.
And then it got like 700K views, like
700,000
like in a night. It was really weird.
700,000?
Yeah, 700,000. And all of these girls were making these videos of like them like showing how short their bangs are.
You started a trend.
So it was kind of it's not a big trend. Like there's
no,
not
you
too
started
many,
a trend, a
was
bang
kind of,
for your bangs.
Yeah, the short, and people were like, you know. They were like, oh, yeah, it looks good. And some of them were like, haha, it looks dumb.
Right. So you could do anything on TikTok?
You could do anything on TikTok.
Can you cook or something?
Yeah, you
can. I'm making grilled cheese or something. Yeah.
You can, you should be on TikTok.
I think I missed the boat on that.
Oh, no, there's never.
What would I do? Hey, guys.
Dude, you would go viral, man.
Hey.
You would go viral. If you ever get on
maybe,
TikTok.
Maybe Raymond.
If you ever get on TikTok, we'll make a TikTok together. And I'll give you like.
How do you record it? On your phone? You could do it on your phone?
Yeah, on your phone. I have more TikTok followers than Instagram followers.
What?
Yeah, it's
you
like.
You got 30K in one day?
Yeah, but now I'm at like 66K, which isn't. It's not.
66?
It's not a whole lot.
What do you mean
like,
it's not a whole lot?
People like normally have 500K. This is what I'm skeptical of. Is that
500K?
Yeah, like kids have 500K, and like all they're doing is like, you know, dancing.
What kind of is it? Good dancing?
No,
I understand.
Honestly,
you can break
like
dance.
If you're a cute girl on TikTok, you're immediately on the For You page.
And like, what do they do?
I don't
Hi
know,
guys,
there's like this
doing
theory,
my lipstick tutorial.
There's like this theory on TikTok where like. Certain girls that fit the certain like face image get pushed to the top.
What? But what do they
like,
do?
Nothing. They just look cute.
They're just like, hi, I'm here.
Yeah, like some girls will literally just stand there and then it gets like 5 million likes, like 25
what?
Million views.
What?
There's so many there's so many people on TikTok, Steve. Like,
so crazy. Wait, are they, that's the younger generation, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
it's a kids app. It's a kids app. It's. I'm just gonna say it's a kids app, and there's a lot of inappropriate
I'm an old man. I'm old.
There's plenty of old men. On
I'm old.
You're not old.
I'm an old man. I have no business. What am I gonna
no, you
do?
You know, you're the coolest old man ever. Like you're like the coolest old man.
You
ever.
Heard it first on the Stevie Weeb
this
show.
This is the cool. Like no,
because people
you
are,
remember Cassie, right? Shout out Cassie.
Is that your
one
homie?
One of my best friends.
Where's she at?
She's in San Francisco
okay,
right now.
Okay, shout out to her.
She's in San Francisco partying, living her life.
Yeah.
And she's coming out with a film.
Yeah, so she was doing photography and all that.
Yeah. Because we both graduated from CCA.
Yeah.
She graduated as a film major.
Right.
About the animation stuff.
So yeah. I'm curious more, like, how many albums after that album release have you, like, how, you must have done, made a lot of music since then.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of music.
Can we talk about a couple of those projects and everything?
Yeah. I actually want to put out another Pez Heads project because it got so much attention.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because of that, though. I've been wanting to put Pez Heads project, but the fact that all of these kids from TikTok really like it.
And you said Pez Heads is surf music, right?
It's mostly, yeah, it's like surf
like
rock.
I'm thinking like the Pixies, like... Yeah, Pixies, yeah. Bossa Nova.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that. A couple of those songs are have that
yeah,
surf
I'll show,
vibe.
I'll show you some of it.
But
you some
I just
of
thought
it.
Of an yeah. idea. Why don't you get just Money Mark, you and Money Mark, okay?
Right.
You and Money Mark focus on a Pez head, just you
Dude,
and Mark.
Dude, that would be.
Because that.
So dope.
That. Because I just thought of that. Because
that
he knows
dope.
How to do surf rock music.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love Money Mark. He's so cool, man.
I'm just saying.
I saw a video of him doing the one man band thing, and I was like, Money Mark invented that.
No,
stuff.
But I'm saying, as far as like the right combo,
yeah,
would be, I think, you and Mark. I just came up with that. I'm just realizing that now. You and Mark.
I think I want to try that out. I think that'd be. I would love that.
I think he'd be so down.
I would love that.
I think it would blow up.
I adore that.
I think it would blow up.
It probably would. It probably would. Yeah.
No, you.
So a lot of people really like. They really like the Pez Head stuff. Like it blows my mind.
Yeah.
That it never got that much attention when I was in high school.
Yeah, and then it blew. It's blowing up now.
Cause and I feel like my audience has always been. Like, just the Leilani stuff, it's mostly, like, older people like it a lot.
But
and people my age like it, too, and younger
young,
people.
Young
but these
like
young
it.
People, these young people really like mm-hmm. Pez Head stuff.
Yeah. Now, you know? What are your, who does and your I cover think, art?
Oh, the cover art for...
For the Pez
for
Heads.
Which one?
For the Pez Heads.
So the first EP, one of my best friends did it, Alexis. She drew like a, it's just like a fish with a hook in it, and it says Pez Heads inside of the mouth.
What about a Pez Head dispenser?
Oh, yeah, we can do that, too. Yeah, I'm down with that.
So you should... Okay, so I thought of another idea. Have the Choaster, have David Cho do an album cover.
That would be cool.
No, but have him draw a Pez dispenser.
Oh, he would love that.
But check
that.
This
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
It's a Pez dispenser, but on the head is your head, like... You're the Pez head. And then
oh,
you have
and
the...
Then we can sell it as merch.
Yeah.
Like, you, each like, time like, you open it,
like
it
a
plays
toy.
A song.
Like a toy.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
See, dude,
I
come up with good ideas with for other people, but not so much for myself. It's incredible.
No, you're a creative person. You're a creative.
You know, I try.
You are.
Thank you. That
you are. Bring little Ray back.
You know what? I'll talk to him. He's in a different constellation.
Talk to little Ray.
He's a bit disrespectful.
Give me his number. I'll call him.
He's unreachable. He comes and goes when he wants. He's an unreachable guy.
Oh, is he like in a different planet or something?
Yeah, he's in the Zeta Reticuli. He's way out there. He's like where the reptilians, you know, like.
Well, hey, I'm
way
from,
out there.
I'm from Fantastic Planet, so maybe
do
I can.
Do you want
to? I'll probably hit up my alien homies.
And then maybe
then
Morse code. You could like
yeah,
send
yeah,
them a message.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you.
No problem.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
do that. We'll do
yeah,
that.
It'll be cool.
We talked earlier, I don't want to mention any names, but just advice that just as far as the stuff you've learned being in the music business and stuff.
Right.
Do you? I want you to give some advice as well as far as up-and-coming artists, what you've learned.
Right.
We're not going to say any names. Mm-hmm. You could, just talking generally, on general terms about
right.
some of the stuff that you've learned through the process of being in the music biz.
Right. So this is to everybody. Now it's not so much as a problem, I think, because I think a lot of people are self-releasing music, and that's honestly one of the best ways to go. But I just want to tell everybody, like, just be careful. You know, if a label approaches you and they give you a contract, be careful. I've never signed anything in my life with a label, so because I know to be careful. Oh, this is the most important thing. Before any of that, copyright your songs. Copyright your songs on copyright.org. That's how easy it is. Before you publish it anywhere, go to copyright.org and publish your songs before posting it, even posting on social media, copyright it. Like, just be safe.
How much is the fee for
so
that?
the fee for 10 unpublished songs is about $85 but it's tax deductible, I think. So don't be afraid to copyright your songs. Don't be afraid to copyright your artwork. You can also copyright your artwork. And I went through an experience with my, you know, my music career that it made me really paranoid about things. So now I'm like extra careful. But before I even worked with any label, before I even put out Fantastic Planet, my first album, all of those songs were copyrighted under my name. And it actually has saved my life and a lot of time. So I recommend, that's the most important thing. Everybody, please copyright your stuff. It's just because you post it online, just because you post it on Bandcamp, doesn't mean anything. Like, it doesn't mean anything until you copyright it. Yeah, like, maybe you can be like, oh, I copyrighted it, I posted it before this date. No, you need to copyright your songs. And if you already publish your songs and you haven't copyrighted it, you can still copyright your published songs.
What do you mean by that? What,
so, like, Steve, I don't know if you copyrighted your songs. I don't know. But if you didn't, you can still copyright it. You can go to copyright.org and you can actually
submit.
You can actually, now they changed it, you can copyright up to 20 songs that it's already published.
And then what's the process like? You just,
so you basically you fill out the form, and then you type in, you know, the author, you type in all these things, you type in your address, you sign up, and then you pay for it, and then you upload the tracks, and then there. It's copyrighted, you get something in the mail, and it says that you own everything. And copyright it as a, it kind of gets confusing on whether to copyright music as performing arts or sound recording. I think it's safer to go with the performing arts because that copyrights the writing of it and the performance, whereas sound recording copyrights the sound recording, which could just mean the master of the song. But you want to copyright the writing. So copyright your songs and copyright your lyrics too. I just learned that recently that you also need to copyright your lyrics. So that's another thing.
Yeah.
But that's the most important thing, I think, to say to everyone, because a lot of people don't know about the copyright.org.
I wrote it down.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. It's very important. That was fantastic advice.
And it's also music royalties from, like, radio play and stuff. You can also get money from that, too. So sign up for ASCAP. That's what
I use. Publishing too, right?
Yeah, publishing. Yeah. So basically, if your song ever gets on a TV show, or if it gets played on the radio, like, you get paid each time you get played on the radio if you sign up for something ASCAP. Yeah. So be sure to look for those royalty services. It's really important to get paid for royalties and stuff. But yeah, I just want to say, like, be careful, because even if somebody invites you to their studio to make music. Like, oh, yeah, just come over and make music for fun, you know? If you make a hit in there and you have no deal, they could say, oh, you made that song in my studio, so I own it because you made it in my studio, which technically isn't correct, but that's something they can argue for. And that's another example for people that mix and master your songs. Like, if somebody mixes and masters your songs, they don't own... First off, nobody owns your copyright unless you sign it away to them. So nobody ever owns your music unless you've signed something. That's why you should be careful when signing something, and you should copyright your songs before you even work with anyone. So,
didn't you? Yeah. Thanks. Great advice. Great. Very insightful. Didn't you have a song on the Cho show? Did they use something?
Oh, yeah, they use the mountain. The mountain. And
can we talk a little bit about that? Because, that was a big deal.
So, I just want to say thank you to Paco, to Matt, to David Cho, and to the whole team. And thank you so much for choosing some of the Mongchi covers that I did. And thank you so much for choosing The Mountain as well, which is just the song from, it's just a song from Fantastic Planet. And it played during Asa Akira's
That's insane.
Part, which was
so
pretty,
how did that,
cool.
How did that make you feel? Like,
it
were
was
you,
so,
were you like,
you
did
know,
you get goosebumps?
You know, to be honest, I cried.
don't cry right now.
No, I'm gonna cry.
It made you cry. Oh Lord, don't cry right now. You're doing so good. We're almost done here. I'm sorry for bringing that up.
No, this is a
happy cry.
Joy.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I just realized, like, wow. Well,
oh my God. Oh my.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm just really, like, thankful.
Yeah.
Basically.
Dude, you did great. You're doing good. You're doing great.
Like,
yeah.
It's really cool.
Hey, you know, you sounded great. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to be in my period.
I wanted to compliment you. I'm going to bring it. I'm going to make it more like.
It's because, actually, I cried the other day, too, though, because I was thinking, like, wow, you know, like, people like you and like David, like you guys believed in
me. We see value in you.
Yeah, like you guys believed in me. Like,
oh, for sure.
Like before.
Yeah. I mean, third time on here, you know, you're always welcome. But the thing about you, and I don't want to make you cry more.
No, but
we see value in you, and you offer something very unique. Like your voice it's very unique. Like
your
delivery, you know, you remind me of. You're kind of like a crossbreed of all the cool stuff that's ever been. You know, you remind me of like an Asian Bjork mixed with something. You have this really unique thing to offer. You know, because you know there's a lot of singers and songwriters, but you have like a different thing going on. And I knew right away when I heard you, I'm like, oh yeah, that's unique. Yeah, so you know, I know those are tears of joy.
Thank you. No, yeah, but, I just wanted to say, like, yeah, I actually cried about it the other day. Like, I'm just thankful, like,
oh no, we
that
just
I even know
we're lucky
you
to
guys.
To have met you. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, because I don't know, like David just saw the cover that I posted.
Yeah,
and it was just like out of nowhere.
Yeah,
you know? So
and then you know
like,
he. He has a year to spot.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Dave's smart, you know. He
yeah,
has
yeah.
he you know, he knows what he's looking for, and when he hears it, he's probably like, "Oh, I want that." Cuz dude, it's his show. You know that's telling you something.
Yeah,
he's like, "I want to use
really cool.
I want to use this for my Hulu show, whatever, you know."
Yeah.
Have you seen the full episodes of that?
Oh yeah, I've seen some of the hidden episodes too that didn't air.
Wait,
out.
Go ahead. Yeah.
There was only four episodes. Oh wait, I don't know.
Okay, well, you know, we didn't say anything about it.
Well, but I don't think all the episodes aired because there was only four, and I remember seeing six of them. I will say
there's
that.
A lot more footage.
Oh,
than
there's
that.
Probably a lot more.
Yeah,
there's definitely probably a lot more.
Yeah,
footage. Yeah. Sorry, I cried again.
No, you're good. So I want to.
But I'm just like thankful, and
yeah,
it's because you know I never really thought about it, but. When like the Cho show came out and stuff.
That's
and
dope,
then, like,
dude. That was dope. That's dope that they did
recently,
that.
And recently things have been happening.
Yeah.
So, and I just cried about it because I was like, you know, it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just so cool and I'm super thankful.
Now, going back to your father, like when he heard about this news, like what was his reaction? Because he must have felt proud as well.
He He has his normal reaction, and it's really, like, it's not much.
Does he have...
It's not much of a reaction.
He's got the poker face. He's got the poker face. Huh?
Oh, yeah. He's not the type of guy that'll be like, oh, my God, sweetie, you're doing great.
All right.
He doesn't give me that kind of validation.
He doesn't?
No.
Do you want that kind of validation? Do you want it?
I would rather him be... The only time he ever says something is if I'm doing something wrong. Or if he's afraid that something's going to happen, that I'm going to do something wrong. But the validation part, honestly, it doesn't. He tells me that he's proud of me, but it's not like a, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like it's not excited.
Good job, sweetie.
It's never,
I'm
like,
so proud of you.
Never
sweetie.
Overly excited. He's very like careful with like.
Yeah. Has he always been like that?
Yeah, he's always been just like that. That's just him.
Okay.
That's what he says. So that's what
right.
I say. Yeah.
I bet you behind closed doors. He's
excited, but he also knows that like being an artist is really, it's not easy, you
oh,
know,
no.
like even if all these things happen, I'm still broke in the end. You know what I mean?
You
like
know, but
I'm
the,
still,
but the
I'm still struggling.
But the thing is, it's like
It's like, in order for you to, like, be rich off of, like, doing this, you have to be like Billie Eilish. That's literally what you have to do.
But the thing is, do you want to, I mean, are you doing music to get rich, or are you doing music as an outlet? Like, there's so many reasons why people
do
music.
I just want to be an artist. Yeah,
exactly.
Because
you have to also figure, a lot of, like, probably some of the best artists, you'll never see their paintings, you'll never hear their music, you know? I'm sure there's artists out there, like, there's hidden vaults of their tapes or whatever that they never, they're doing it. There's a documentary on this cat. I forgot the name of it. Realms of something. There's a guy, this is a guy in New York or something. He was like painting the Vivian girls. He did these paintings. He had a concept, but he didn't show anybody. He was just working on these collages in his room, and he died like unnoticed. But then, after he had died,
he started getting...
No. People went into his apartment, and they found all these collages and paintings, and that's when he got... after he had passed. So I'm sure that's just one story out of millions of that that type of thing existing, of as far as an artist working their whole lives. Because obviously, he didn't want to get rich off it. He did it because he enjoyed that. He just enjoyed doing that. I kind of look at it that way too, you know? Like, unless you're like Post Malone or something. You know what I mean? Like, you're like...
Yeah.
You
exactly,
know what I mean? Like,
exactly,
unless you're
something...
I mean, I know there's different levels to it, but it's like, I've never done it to like get rich off it. I mean, you know, people buy it off the Bandcamp. I'm like, oh, cool. Someone likes it, you know? But I'm
Have you ever put out your... Do you have a...
There's a lot of stuff I haven't even put on my Bandcamp.
Do you have a Stevie Weeby Spotify?
Yeah, but I only have like maybe 3 EPs on there or something. Like, I don't really market it or anything.
Do you have a...
I'm on Disco.
Like a,
I'm on Distro.
You're on DistroKid?
Yeah, I'm on DistroKid right now. And I mean, I haven't even, like, the latest thing I did, I feel stir crazy. I haven't even put on my Spotify. I should do that.
You should just do it.
I know.
It's easy. Just upload it.
I might just
do that.
This
is my other advice.
Go ahead.
To people. Just put out your stuff, dude. This is my mistake, is that I overthink about things. And you know, even my dad always stresses out, like, oh, yeah, this song needs to be mastered. It needs to sound clear. Like, dude, I don't care anymore, man. Like, I just want to put out the music now, you know? And I have so much stuff that I haven't put out. And now I'm realizing that...
You do?
Oh, yeah. I'm realizing that a lot, I should just put out my stuff. So that's one of my other advices. Like, yeah, mixing and mastering, yeah, it's important. It's important, but it's more important to just put out content. And
you know what?
Out.
You're right. You're
and that's
right.
one of my... This is one of my goals. Like, before I die, I just want to put out as much music. I just want to die knowing that I had put out as much music and as much artwork as I can. I would rather have that than just be like, oh, yeah, I only put out, like,
one single.
Like, I don't want one hit album, you know?
Or one single.
Like, I want...
You want
as many as I can.
You want,
like,
your discography
I'm not
out there.
I'm gonna be young for a long time. You know what I mean. I don't know what's you know.
But I think. But I think with you, I think with you specifically, you. I think you'll always record music.
Oh yeah.
Because you're in your 20s now, right?
Yeah.
I think you're gonna still be doing it when you're 30, 40, 50. So you're gonna just keep recording a bunch of stuff.
Definitely.
I don't
definitely.
Think you'll ever quit, because I think you love it that much.
Oh yeah, I like everything. I like drawing. I like making cartoons too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanna put out a series.
You do?
Yeah, I have this
a cartoon series.
Yeah, I have this little short on YouTube called Rapper Cow, and it's this cow that raps.
Oh, that's awesome!
He goes moo moo. Maybe he can collab with Lil Ray or something, and
Rapper Cow.
We can put out like an episode.
Well,
like Lil Ray bumps into.
Well, let me talk to Ray. Let me talk to Raymond.
Ask Ray.
Yeah, and so what? How should I pitch it to Raymond? Because he's pretty irritable.
So
he gets irritable.
So Rapper Cow
should I just
speak English. Rapper Cow just says moo, 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 moo.
So should I say, hey, Raymond, there's a collaboration possibility.
There's
a cow that raps.
He escaped the barn.
But he says moo a lot.
Yes.
Oh, he'll love that.
He says moo. Yeah, he says moo. And I made this little episode.
Yeah.
And I want to make it a series.
How can people watch it?
Look up Rapper Cow Leilani and it'll show up. And it's just this cow that raps. But
That's
I have
insane.
Like I have storyboards of like other episodes and stuff. So I just want to, like, you know, I want to pitch it somewhere.
Maybe Cartoon Network.
I would love.
Or Adult
Swim. I have
Swim?
Other ideas, too, actually. I have, like, yeah, I have.
Cartoon animation ideas, too?
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
do. How do you come up with this stuff? Do you lay in bed and think of this stuff?
What I learned being in college. So I went to college for animation, right? Because I wanted to learn how to make animations. I love cartoons. Mm-hmm. I still watch cartoons. Like, whenever I eat dinner, mm-hmm. I'll, like, go on Cartoon Network, and the app, and yeah. I'll watch, like, I like watching Adventure Time, regular show, Apple and Onion is a good one.
Uh-huh.
I like a lot of.
So you get inspired by that?
I get inspired by that, but I just started getting into comic books. I don't know much about comic books yet, but I also get inspired by, like, artists, like people that do comic books and stuff like that.
Yeah,
yeah. And I get inspired by music too. Mm-hmm, there's mm-hmm. a lot of, like, music-driven cartoon ideas that I have, but what were we talking about?
I don't know. We're just talking. And guess
wait,
what?
Wait.
And time flew by because we're on our last
last 5 minutes. Is it 5 minutes? Okay. What was I talking about?
Animation.
And then what about the animation though? Oh, how I get my ideas. Shout out Jifui Bodo. If you've seen Monsters, Inc., he's the one that made the little title sequence. Do you?
Wait, how do you spell his name?
Jifui.
How do you spell
J? No, not J. G-E-E-F-W-E-E. Bodoe. Jifui Bodo.
Jifui Bodo.
He's super cool too. He has this, like, bearded, like.
Is this a character?
He's like a character. He literally looks like a cartoon character in the best way.
Jifui Bodo.
So he has a character design class in my college, and I never knew that I liked character design so much, but I love character design. Like, that's, like, my favorite part.
That's your
part.
Favorite thing.
One of my favorite. Like, I like storyboarding. I like animating a lot. But I think character design is when I realize, like, oh, I think I am meant to make cartoons.
Right. So is this a real person?
Yeah. Jifui, he's, like, a famous. He's kind of famous. He's famous.
This is his real name?
Yeah, he changed his name.
So his name is Jifui.
Jifui. Yeah, Jifui.
Is he Asian?
No. He's
it
not
sounds
Asian.
Sounds Chinese. Jifui.
He has this beard too. It's, like, long and it's
Jifui. Jifui. Bodo. Jifui Bodo. Okay. Shout out to Jifui Bodo.
Shout out Jifui. He's done a lot of things, but he's done a lot for Pixar.
Dope.
A lot of the professors there have done Pixar stuff. But yeah, he's an amazing character designer and mm-hmm. he inspired me. And that's kind of, like, you know, that's kind of when I realized, like, oh, I like making weird characters. So a lot of my cartoon pitches are based off of my character designs.
Because
I love, like, being creative.
That's kind of like my puppet show. You know, like, I mean, Ray's puppet,
see,
Little Ray's World.
You are a character designer.
Yeah.
You are a character
designer.
I have a
every
Who
week.
Knows? You know, Steve, you might get picked up by Adult Swim pretty soon.
Well, Ray hasn't done that in a while.
Not even the Little Ray stuff. The CBeeBee show might be on Adult Swim.
Like, hear me out, man. Like, if you see my stuff, man, I haven't quit, man.
Perfect. You're
you know
perfect
what I mean?
For Adult Swim,
I grind every week, bro. I'm working hard. I'm editing, doing two other podcasts, about to do a bunch of other stuff, man. Please reach out to me.
Comment down below, hashtag StevieWeeby for Adult Swim. Hashtag
Adult Swim. Holler at me, man. I'm serious. I'm living in this little studio. I do all kinds of artistic things in here. All right, so now's the time. I want to promote all your stuff. TikTok, Instagram, websites.
Definitely.
Music. Go ahead.
Okay, before I do that, I don't want to leave out Michelle Meeker. Shout out Michelle Meeker from my college. She's the one that believed in Rapper Cow, mm-hmm. which is the cartoon that I made. So I just want to shout out Michelle Meeker because she's the one that helped me with my short.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Shout out Michelle Meeker. But I would like to promote my Instagram, Veggie Burger with two R's. Two R's at the end.
Can you just spell it out? Spell the whole thing.
VeggieBurgerr. The two R's. Don't forget the two R's at the end because there's a lot of veggie burgers with one R, veggie burger with three R.
Mm-hmm.
It's two R's. And On TikTok, I'm Leilani Veggie Burger.
Spell that out too.
That was long though.
No. Do it. I'm gonna have it in the description box too.
L E A L A N I V E G G I E B U R G E R R. I feel like I'm at like a spelling bee or something. And then my Twitter, Leilani's Beats, and then my Facebook, Leilani's Beats, and then on. So I have a lot of different music projects. I'm the Pez Heads. That's the P-E-Z-H-E-A-D-S. If you're looking to listen to some surf rock stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I have my own stuff, which is just under Leilani. Well, all of it is my own stuff. But the electronic sounding stuff is more under L-E-A-L-A-N-I. And that's on all platforms. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did we get everything, you think?
And I'm also on YouTube, Veggie Burger, 2 R's. I mean, you're gonna find me on other Literally, just look up Leilani on Google, and everything will show up.
Spell it out. Can you spell it out again?
So on Google, all you have to do is look up L E A L A N I, and I will literally pop up the first thing on the page. And dude, you'll see all of my social medias through that.
Dude, keep up the good work. So, you're doing great
thank
work.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
Part 3. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Part 4?
Oh yeah. Part 24. It's on. I'll have gray hairs. Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, sorry for getting a little emotional.
No, I enjoy that. Hey, I think that's the first time someone actually got emotional. I think this is a historic
night. I would just like to say, the reason why I cried is because I'm thankful.
Yeah.
And I want to show how thankful I am by doing my best in what I do. Because you guys, you believed in me first.
Oh, yeah.
Like David Cho, you guys are the first people.
I'm the one that believed first, huh?
Yes.
Say it to the camera. Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
I don't
I'm the one that believed in her first.
One of the first.
Me. No, don't say one. Don't say one of. Say I'm the one. That's
okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I just want to say,
am I one of them? No.
You're one of them. You had me immediately on your show, remember when we went to the Cho Show, the real life one? You immediately picked me up and you were like, hey.
Hello. Is anybody home? Me. Okay, thanks for tuning in. Go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby to help support the platform. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for the music. Oh, Scissor Bros. YouTube.com/Scissor Bros. Episodes drop every Friday. Go to StevieWeebyShow.com for any of the merch. Just know that the shipments may be delayed because of what's going on. Instagram/QUANGOU. I do have a P.O. box. I'm letting it kind of fill up again and stack up. But if you want to send mail, boxes, packages, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box. Wait, my mind went blank. 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, L.A., California, 90093. P.O. Box 1391. Okay. Dude, I think I'm getting Alzheimer's. my mind just went.
You're fine.
Did I say the right stuff?
No, I'll be honest with you, I kind of zoned out. I don't know.
I zoned out. I think I zoned out.
I zoned out.
Okay, so did we make an hour? Dude, it was an honor having you.
Cool. No, thank you so much for having me again.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is it over now?
Anytime.
Oh, okay, now it's
chasing the praise, the rays, shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns to lay. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, lift this way, can deal with shade, his spade is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.